Guys, we've made it to the fourth season, and I still have not gotten cancelled. Ain't that amazing? Maybe that's because there ain't no Karens listening. So anyway, if I want to carry on not being cancelled, I have to become a responsible podcaster. And I'm going to have to say this. The views and opinions expressed by those found in this video belong to the speakers or authors alone and do not reflect or represent the views and opinions held by Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all the other platforms who have the privilege of having Into the Muse on their platform, their partners, or its owners. The information contained in this interview has been produced with no warranty expressed or implied to the validity, accuracy, reliability, completeness, legality, or usefulness of what is said or expressed. No person viewing or listening to this interview should seek to rely on the information found within the video. The views expressed by the speakers or authors are done so in an artistic manner, and that is artistic in inverted commas as defined within the Spotify and all these brilliant platforms guidelines, and has been produced purely for entertainment purposes only. The owners of these channels, as well as the speakers in this video, will never condone hate speech and condemn it in all its entirety. Thank you. Yep, guys, I said in that accent because I don't want you guys to get bored. I was gonna say it in the Savannah, it's dry, but you can drink it voice, because I do have the flu, and I know I make a really good Savannah guy, but Savannah, you guys don't sponsor me. Anyway, let's get back to the podcast.
Got dirt all over my name. I don't got time, I don't really wanna play no games. I just wanna roll that dice, I just wanna get my money. Everybody be so fun, I don't really need no friends. I'ma be gone by the time it ends. Promise I'm never gon' change. Take a look at my face, I'm never gon' catch no case. Black or white, I just wanna run my race. I don't really care how it tastes. Gotta keep it real, I don't buy no face. I don't wanna play no games, no.
Damn things change, I'm dealing with all this pain. Yeah, tryna get right, got that all over my name. Yeah, I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. Yeah,
I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. I don't wanna say no names.
Damn things change, I'm dealing with all this pain. Yeah, tryna get right, got that all over my name. Yeah, I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. Yeah,
I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. I don't wanna say no names.
They say that they made us, but they never gonna break us. For the favors, never cared about the haters. Seen a lot of people change on me. I don't really care about fame on me. The real ones, yeah, they know me. I don't do drugs, but I climb that tree. Rather be alone, cause I like my peace. Every other day I change my sheets. Jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. Swear to God, I'm never gonna change. Every time I'm the one they blame. I'm addicted to this pain. I'm addicted to this pain.
Damn things change, I'm dealing with all this pain. Tryna get right, got that all over my name. Yeah, I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. Yeah,
I ain't got time, don't really wanna play no games. I don't wanna say no names.
Damn things change, I'm dealing with all this pain. Yeah, tryna get right, got that all over my name. Yeah,
addicted to this pain. I'm addicted to this pain.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Nick Hale, and today I have Yellow Hippie in the Muse. What's up, brother?
What's good, bro?
You are putting out an album soon, but I've listened to some of your other shit, and Play No Games hits.
Yeah. It hits a lot of people except for me.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just another song for me. Like, I feel like I was still in the beninging, you know? I was still finding myself, so I had a couple of people in the studio who influenced the song, you know? It wasn't completely me, even though I wrote everything, but people had input, like, no, sing it like this, do it like this, you know? So I don't really enjoy it much. And it's more of a SA hip-hop beat.
Yeah.
I bought it. The producer who did it was a guy who does music for these SA hip-hop niggas, so it sounded more SA hip-hop. That's why a lot of people that I know, they love that song, because that's the kind of hip hop they listen.
Because it sounds like what you're hearing, like the other
walk
song.
Wagwan,
Snakes.
Feel good.
That one sounded more a bit different, but your original Play No Games, that does sound like someone who's been like making music for some time. Like it like hits all the beats where like a song need, like lots of artists, like when they're coming up, they know how to make lyrics and they know how to spit over a beat, but they not compiling a song, and that's like a full rounded song, like has all the compartments and things.
Yeah, I get what you say, because like many people, they don't do music, so they like to hear a song that sounds like a song. Like that song sounds like a song.
Yeah.
Like, the body, like the chorus, the verse, everything's aligned like a song. So when you hear it, it's gonna be nice and easy to take, because it's like music that's been done before.
Yeah,
it's not something that's new to the ear. You would think that it's another song, like you've heard it before, but all of that is new. Like I sang that and did all of that all by myself. Like it was all new, a new sound, a new, but the way I did it was in a way that it's in pocket with SA hip hop because of the producer I was working with.
Okay, so how long were you making music before you made that song?
Before I dropped Snake Music. You see, like, music for me has always been creeping in my life. But I don't know, for some reason, something always takes it away. Like, for me, I started when I was very young. I think growing up at home, my granny playing music, me singing and all of that, I knew, okay, I like to do this. Like, this is nice. It's easy for me to do. Then primary school, we were in a group. We used to write lyrics and shit and rap, stuff like that.
I know that story.
Got to high school, you know, high school, you start chasing girls now, puberty hits in, you can't concentrate on what you want. I let it go. High school, I was DJing. Like, I used to DJ at school concerts and shit. I would be the DJ.
Yeah.
But I was always there in the
like
music.
School concerts and parties and things.
I would be running everything.
So what was, like, your playlist around that time?
Drake, hip-hop. Like, it was main, before it was house, because when Young Money and whatever came out, like 2008, that was when I was like, I need to listen to this. Fuck this house and whatever. All this just makes me want to party. Then I listened to hip hop, like, they really listened for the first time. I was like, this shit is motivational. These people are pushing me to be successful.
Back then, the Young Money, bro.
Like, that fresh Young Money, like, you can ask my friends from high school. The day I heard Drake, I can't remember the song, like, his first mixtape that people don't even know. I took my phone, I deleted all the music I had there, and I just put Drake there, all of it.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I listened to Drake for like the next 7-8 years, like religiously. You understand? That was when I saw, okay, I need to do music. But after high school, I wanted to go be a DJ. Then my family was like, nah, my man, that's not a career. Go to school and fucking study something and get a diploma. So I went and got the diploma. Then after, that's when I decided time to do what I want. I gave them the diploma. I ain't seen it since. I've been trying to figure out the music ever since. Then I think a year or 2 years after, that's when I dropped Snakes and Play No Games and all those things. When I was finally ready, because I took the time to understand, like, how do I record? How do I do this? How do I get my voice to sit nice on the beat? Oh my, how do I do? Like, it's really something you have to figure out by yourself mostly.
Yeah, it happens naturally.
Yeah, once you get it, like now when I write a song, I just need to hear a beat, then 2 seconds, I like it. If I don't like the beat, I move. But if I like it, the words are already there for it. Like, it just comes automatically. I literally write a song in 10 minutes, it's done.
Yeah.
Play No Games wasn't a song I wrote in 3 hours. That was literally 5 minutes, we're done.
Yeah. Music is like, it's like a sport, like basketball or something, or any sport. Yeah. Like, you need to constantly practice and work on it. Like, there was this time when, so I was making music for, I decided to take like, I think like 3 months, a season. I call it an easy season. So it was a season where I took, like, just to work on my music. Every day I'd be listening to a new beat, maybe like an artist, like a big song, and then just take the beat and then spit over my own version, like separate words and everything. And I was getting better, like, as I was going. It's like a sport. Like, when you keep on going, dude, there's like no limit. And when you stop, like, it's going to take some time. I know, because I haven't been doing it for a few months, I think. Like, I've been like coming up with like, some, like, hooks and things now and again, but I haven't been like sitting down and actually like writing. I think it's gonna take a bit of time for that. So who are the artists like you've worked with who, like, maybe, because I know you said you figured out yourself and that's how you have to do it, but like, were there any ones who like gave you footnotes and like maybe influenced your music in some way?
For me, the part of I don't think they did, maybe indirectly without me knowing, but for me, when I figured it out, when I started recording, I was recording with some of my friends who've been doing music like for a while. So they were the ones telling me, okay, do this, how to use auto-tune on your voice and stuff like that. I was learning that from them. Then the style of music I make, I think, is from the music that I listen to. Like, I listen to a lot of American hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I consume.
Who you listen to now at the moment?
I like Lil TJ, Polo G, still listen to Thugga. I like Gunna. He didn't snitch on me, so I still listen to Gunna. Roddy Ricch. I was big on Roddy Ricch like a couple of years, but like, I was a huge.
He was blowing up.
Yeah, like, I still listen to his old mixtapes and shit. I don't like the new shit very much.
Yeah, he fell off.
Yeah. Drake, I don't listen to Drake anymore.
You don't listen to Drake anymore.
Nah, I listen to the old Drake. I don't like this Drake.
Really? From when did you stop listening to Drake?
Like, his last 2-3 albums, I stopped.
So, Certified Lover Boy, for me, Certified Lover Boy was good. And then the one, honestly, never mind. Like, I was listening to The Gym and I started listening to it. Then I'm like, I know why it's called Honestly, Never Mind. Because honestly, never mind. I don't want to listen to this. And then he came back with the other one. I forgot what it was called. It has that chick's face on the cover. That one was good.
Me, I just like the old Drake.
Yeah.
That's why now I saw on his tour, he was like, his next album is going back to the old Drake. I'm like, okay.
Like hip hop, like mainstream. Like,
he's gonna do old Drake.
Like conscious Drake.
You don't know old Drake. Old Drake is real Drake. Like, that's the Drake that you can sit down and listen to the whole album and not skip a single song. Yeah. After that, you play it again, then again and again. Yeah. That's the old Drake. Like, you literally wanna learn the lyrics when you listen.
What's your
to
favorite Drake album?
I don't know them all by name, but the first one was like Thank Me Later, Thank Me Now. Like those
old Drake,
like the beginning Drake, like the old one. Those are
I think like 2015, that's when he hit his prime, like with what was that album? If you're reading this, it's too late.
I like that
one
as well.
That
was nice. It was nice. Like there he was still Drake. Then I don't know, maybe it's because music changed. Remember Gunna and them came in, Yanta, the new sound came in, and he started jumping on it. So once you start jumping on another sound, your sound is gonna change as well. You understand? You won't be. That's why
still relevant. Yeah,
because he's still moving with the times, but he still knows that he lost some fans around the way, even though he gained some more fans. The ones who still want the old Drake are still there, like me. That's why he says he's making an album. He's gonna be the old Drake on that album.
Okay, so it's not like Jay-Z, because Jay-Z's like, if you want my old stuff, listen to my old stuff.
Nah, I don't even listen to his new stuff. I don't listen to no Jay-Z. I never liked Jay-Z. I don't know why. It was never for me. Because for me, I'm not a gangster, bro. I'm not into that much gang. If you're gonna make gangster music, make it sound nice, you know, like Roddy Ricch and them, you know, sing it. Yeah. No, don't be too fucking violent with it.
You want them to go Tory Lanez with it.
Exactly. Sing that fucking mugging shit. Kill someone, but sing about it. Don't say it straight out. Sounds better when you sing it.
Speaking of which, I just heard this morning, I started listening to it. Nas put out a new album.
Okay. Yeah. For me personally, I feel like I was not there for that type of hip hop, you know. I understand some people, like, they get into hip hop and they want to listen to Nas, want to listen to Biggie or Jay-Z and all that stuff, and I don't know the other ones, but still, I never liked it. It wasn't my era. Like, my mind can't like that kind of music for some reason, because I wasn't living in that time. Okay. You understand? If I lived in that time and I grew up with Tupac and them, every day I'll be listening to Tupac. Now I just listen to two of the songs that I like. Like, if I listen and I hear one song I like, I keep it. But from there, when it comes to old school, for me, it's mostly old school R&B. I know 10,000 songs. I listen to them every fucking Sunday.
So in terms of hip-hop, who would be in your top five?
Right now. Like, right now, they're not really doing much. Okay. Like, it's hard, but if we say, like, all time.
Yeah, all time. Let's go all time.
Drake, obviously, number one.
Drake, number one.
Definitely. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to rap.
Okay, I feel you. To rap. I've put Drake in my top five before, and I got, like, people were like, what?
You see, people who are realistic and understand music and actually follow music, don't be biased. Look at the numbers, look at the sound, look at the influence, look at everything. It's Drake.
Yeah, in general, like marketing, everything. Like, he's a mad businessman. And he's also a mad artist at the same time.
Like, literally, if he says your name once, you're made. Like, you've blown up.
Yeah.
So it's Drake, Wayne, obviously. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Wayne, there would be no Drake.
Yeah.
Well, I think from that time, it's those two. Then I have to put Roddy Ricch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Polo G.
Oh, shit.
No. Young Thug and Gunna. Drake, Wayne. Who did I say? I know the last two is Young Thug and Gunna. Who's the third one?
I don't think. I think we only had like four.
I had four. Yeah. Ain't no way. Roddy Ricch.
Roddy
Ricch third. Okay. Yeah. Drake, Wayne, Roddy, Thugger, Gunna.
Okay.
Or Gunna Thugger.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Gunna's album right now is better than Thugger's album for some reason. For me.
I haven't heard them, those albums.
That's nice. Yeah. You should listen to it. It's not bad.
So, like, trap vibes, do you think that's your thing?
Yeah. Trappy, melodic trappy vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not violent, outright violent and explicit as possible. Like, every second word is pussy, fuck, bitch. I can't listen to that.
Yeah. Would you ever be someone's ghostwriter?
Yeah, I'm considering. Like, right now, as I'm starting the music thing, I have my label. Like, I'm signed to myself, technically, for life, because I decided I'm not going to sign to nobody else. Yeah. I'm signing myself to my... But
if someone gave you, like, a $30 million offer,
fuck it, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Not now. Maybe at some point I'll give him a little bit of something, but not everything, because I understand that this music can stay forever and feed my family forever if I do it properly and actually crack it to the core. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Do you have a good lawyer?
Yeah, I can get one if I need one.
Okay.
Because I have family members that know what I'm doing. So they told me, man, if you ever don't sign anything, call me first before you sign.
Okay, if you have that, then that's good.
So
is it an EP or album, but it's coming out on the 30th?
I think it's an EP because according to the law, an album has to be at least 35 minutes or more, right?
On your EP, what topics do you discuss? Is there like an overall theme that you put throughout the album, or is it like each song is unique?
It's unique, but everything is all just about my life and my experiences, like some of the things that I've been through. I just talk mostly about that, all the things I overcame, and it's sort of motivational at the same time as well, because I try and keep it positive. Do all the things, because I can sing about maybe suicide and whatever, but at the end of the day, I tell you what I learned from it and all of that. Something that you shouldn't try or whatever, but I don't just glorify the things that I did. I explain them in the way in my music. So if you listen to my music, a person can actually get a glimpse of who I am. Like, literally, I don't hold back anything. I say how it is because I realized my life is my life and that's my content. This is why do I have to lie about another life that I've never lived? Yeah. You understand? Because I understand some people understand that, okay, music is just fucking music. I can just talk about anything, make up shit. Today I went to Dubai, I came back, slept in Paris. You know, you can make up that shit as long as it's a song. Because now people understand, it's just a song. You understand? But for me, I feel like my life is interesting enough to write music about, I think.
Yeah, the best artists can articulate themselves in their art. Some people like can't, like Van Gogh. Yeah, he chopped off his ear and gave it to his lover. Bro, like, but I'm sure if you just painted a picture, that would have done the job.
But for him, it was probably nothing, you know? Sometimes we express love in other ways. Some people go deep with this shit.
Yeah.
They'll kill themselves for the one they love. That's how much they believe in love.
The world is changing. I don't think many people would be killing themselves for.
Yeah, they kill themselves for money now. I think, like, money is the god of this world that's, like, literally taken over.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because most people, there's literally, like, nothing they won't do for money. Like, if you fucking get someone on the street and say, here's 10,000 rand, go fucking break that car window, he'll go and break that shit.
Yeah, you do it for like 5 grand.
Run naked, go to the corner and back, I'm gonna give you 5,000, even 500, they will do it. Like, literally.
Yeah.
That's how much money has power over us now. I don't think we have power over it anymore.
But like the world, the system. Oh, I'm going into that.
Oh my God. You see, we always say something that leads there.
It's here now.
Like, it's always like with my friends, like, we'll be chilling. Then we talk. Then once it leads there, like, the ones that are like not really in tune with that, they start walking out. And at the end, it's just two people talking.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All those listeners out there, you're free to leave now. You can jump off the train.
Time for you to bounce.
Yeah, like, they've made it like so hard, like, for people to get by and things. Like, just this country, like, right now, there's this YouTuber, Malusi Jubane.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it. Like, I want to get him onto my podcast.
Yeah.
Like, he puts, like, I don't know if you heard of Jake Tran, the YouTuber.
No. I don't really follow that many YouTubers.
So they're not like a traditional YouTuber. Yeah. So what they do, they like make videos, like, talking about like stuff that we all know already, like, about the world and stuff, but they like break it down and like you understand it proper.
Yeah.
And like, he talks about like the economy, like South Africa, the companies who like run, like, there's this, I'm not sure if it was him or someone else, but I saw this video, the Nespers.
I think it was a diagram that I saw, they were explaining like literally 90% of the companies, they own like 2-3 families or 3 people basically own everything we consume in South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
and they also own stuff like overseas. So the Nespers group, they own both MultiChoice and MultiChoice, DSTV and Showmax. So they own their competitors as well.
So they basically a monopoly. We just looking at monopolies that run everything.
Yeah.
But that's not a problem, because look, if you have money, you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can start doing business. Like, now I have 7 TikToks. You understand? You can do that.
Yeah.
They are just business people. They are playing the game. You can be your competition and competitor. Like, when you lose money, you still make money. Really dumb.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, putting that out there, and that guy, he makes those videos. But I wanted to ask you, like, what do you think about, like, the country, South Africa right now? Like, where it's heading and things?
There's really nothing wrong with it. It's just that, in this country, maybe you just gotta work a little bit harder. Because if you nobody or you don't know anybody, it just makes it 2 times harder.
Yeah.
You understand? Because even the mentality in this country is not where I'd like it to be. Like, let's say you meet a talented individual, most people are not willing to help that person. You understand? They'll just take a video of you so they can post you on TikTok, okay, fuck, whatever. They don't understand that supporting someone with talent doesn't really take billions and millions of rands. Like, if someone has a job and you see an artist who's struggling on the streets, or somebody that you know, like, you have more than them, you can fucking pay the DistroKid account to distribute their music every month. Just sacrifice this much and build their talent and get money from it. Like, that's basically that. What they do in America.
Yeah. Because, like, in America, they have the money to do that. Exactly. Like, now they made, like, the rand is slowly going to become, like, it's going to be, like, 20 rand to the dollar. Imagine, like, $1 is going to be 20. It's a 20 rand note, right? Imagine that.
That's crazy. But we just need to be woke in SA. I feel like we still messed up. Like, we still want to go to school, get a job, retire, die. Like, no one ever has the chance to, like, chase a dream or whatever you want to call it. Nobody ever fully commits and suffers for those 10 years so that they can live nice for the next 20. You understand? Yeah. Like, life is just one, bro. Like, even if you suck at something, just do it until you get, like, dedicate your whole life to it somehow. Like, yeah. Make life worth living rather than being miserable. Rather be miserable while you're figuring out something that you like.
Yeah. Like, it's my birthday coming up. And I just realized, like, this year has been a weird year, because, like, the year before, like, I accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, this year has just been a lot of character building, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, all this load shedding and water shortages and shit, I'm like, fuck, bro, I'm going through it. It's just a normal thing now.
For me, those things never bothered me. Like, I never let anything outside of me bother me. I know when it's load shedding, okay, fuck it. I'll get off my socials and buy airtime and just...
And if you can make it through this... Through this, you can make it anywhere, bro.
Like, it's easy. No water, fuck. No shower for 3 days. It's fine. You can live with that. Yeah. Like, these are things that build character. Like, you can survive anywhere. Like, it just makes you a stronger person.
Do you want to, like, go international with your music?
Yeah. Even when I started the music, personally, I didn't even want to start my career in South Africa. I wanted to go to another country.
Where would you go?
I was gonna go to Atlanta or something, or UK. Like, I wanted to go there. If I had the means and the people supporting me actually believed fully, I would have been there now. But it went the way it went.
And you have to prove it to people. And you're going to be consistently throughout your career forever. You're just going to have to be proving.
Like, as much as you think that you know that, okay, I'm fully focused and I'm doing it. Other people won't see it until it's done. Like, when they hear your music playing on radio, they're waiting for you to see you perform. See you do little things, then the support all of a sudden increases.
Yeah.
But when you needed it the most, it wasn't really there. But as soon as they see, okay, the car is moving, that's when all of a sudden, what the fuck, I'm getting all the support that I needed when I was still fucking crawling there. Now I'm driving and you all want to support me. But that's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're always going to have those people. And, like, even when you do make it, there's going to be other stuff that's going to come. And it's also going to be like, oh, maybe it was a fluke. There's always going to be those haters.
That
be like, that's a fluke.
Like, right now for me, a lot of people that support my music are strangers. Most of my friends, like, they can't accept the person that I've became. You know, like, when you went doing music, or, like, when you met me, like, I was just in varsity drinking, partying all the time. Then I finished varsity, then I found something to pursue. Turns out that it's music. People still don't believe this guy. Why would I listen to this nigga's music? This guy used to drink at the corner every day and get drunk. And
I hear him talk. Why must I listen to him?
Why would I listen? This nigga is not taking it serious. But now they're slowly seeing it. Like, as I'm doing photo shoots, shooting videos and stuff like that, promoting the music and stuff, they can see, okay, maybe this guy is actually doing it the way he says he's going to do it. But it's hard for them to accept because I'm not the same person that I was.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Or the person I was, like KK, that they know, I'm not that motherfucker no more. Like, when we sit down and I talk with them now, it's like, shit, we have nothing in common, bro. The only thing we had in common was drinking and chasing girls. We're not in the same path. But that's how life, see, those people tend to just fall off. Like, you don't even cut them off. It's like, they slowly just die off and everybody's okay with it because you understand you're not in the same frequency. Yeah. Like, that guy wouldn't even bother inviting me to a party or whatever because he knows, okay, this guy is not going to turn up like he used to. He's not going to be here buying all the alcohol like a crazy motherfucker he used to be. He knows that, okay, he's changed a little bit. Fuck this nigga. They won't invite me to that.
There's that saying, you must cut the grass low because there's snakes. Yeah, and if you cut it low, you can see it. So my circle's very, very small, bruh.
I literally know 4 people. Like, that I talk to on a daily is probably 4.
Yeah.
But on a daily, I talk to like 2 or 1 person, not all 4 every day.
Yeah.
I can't. I just like my peace. That's the only thing. Like, I feel like less people you deal with, the less drama in your life. Because when I used to have 10,000 friends, oh my God. I used to have a lot of drama in my life.
Mm.
I used to help this one with this. This one, call me, man. I need to do this. Hey,
this was Joburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it becomes a lot.
It's a lot. It's like, now I have things that I have to do that are not even mine. Like, what the fuck? I have to go help this one move. I have to come help this one with this assignment and come. Oh my God. I'm like, no, this is too much.
Yeah.
I can't do 10,000 friends. It's too much. Like, my phone is always, you see now my phone hasn't buzzed once. There's no WhatsApp here at all. Cause I don't really talk to nobody like that anymore. Cause I saw it was just time consuming. Like, if I was still living that life, I wouldn't have recorded any music at all.
How long ago did you like figure this out?
Like 2019, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
That's when I was like riding solo, like literally dolo. Like I would go to some of my friends that still sticked around. I would be the one who sees them when I want to see them. Like I would never allow anyone to just come and whatever now. Like that's when I realized that being alone, you get to see a lot of shit and you get to figure out your life.
Yeah.
Like you can plot and literally progress. Like literally after you plot, you can go and do that thing because you're in that mode where, like, when you're alone, like, your higher self is there. Like, it's the moment where you can create and figure things out with the other people's influences.
Mm.
Like, if I had let people busy asking them, how does this logo look? How does the, I wouldn't have never got to this point where this logo is done because you must say, ah, nah, cut this out. But for me, in my head, I feel like it's done. But then you end up not finishing because you keep involving too many people in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to sit alone, write your plan, and go fucking do it.
Yeah, it might not even be perfect, but it's like
it'll work out along the way. Trust me. Like for me, when I started doing music, I didn't know what I was doing. Then I started getting people who do music, like literally out of nowhere. I meet a producer. Oh, you're a producer, what the fuck? Next day I got beats. You can mix and master. Oh my God. You can shoot a video. What the fuck, nigga? I'm gonna call you. Next day we're shooting a video. Like that's how I got most of the people. That's how I've been doing my music.
Yeah.
Literally with no money, no budget, like the minimum of the minimum. That's how I've been doing this shit. But I've been figuring it out because I realized the dumbest niggas do music. Like, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah. Travis Scott made it. You can.
These niggas didn't go to school. I went to school for 15, 20 years, man. I've been studying. So I think if they can figure it out, I can figure it out.
That I would die for you. I never thought you'd be the one that I would cry for. I it to my downfall.
Everybody has. If you're saying no one influenced you, you're lying, because indirectly we are influenced. From the day we are born, we consuming. We're getting influenced indirectly and directly. You're a product of all the influence you've gotten your whole life. Like for me, my music, I feel like it's from all the music I listen to my whole life. Listening to Drake, Lil Wayne, listening to Roddy Ricch, like these new school ones, because I started making music seriously when Roddy Ricch and all these new artists came out.
Oh, yeah.
So my format of music is almost like them. I don't just make music like the old school days, you know? Like some of my songs, you won't know whether I'm in the hook or I'm in the verse. Mm. I got that from Roddy Ricch, like his hook and his verse just transitioned seamlessly. You won't even know, like, what the fuck, am I in the hook or in the verse? You don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a new wave that they created, and that's when I jumped on. So that's how I make my music. I don't make it like the old school way.
Yeah.
I learned that.
Even with me, with like music, like, I find it hard to say that I'm just a rapper, because like I'm influenced by everything, and I listen to hip hop these days, but like in general, like I've listened to like everything, so like I bring that other elements to it as well. So I'd say a musician more.
Yeah, that's how I call myself. When they call, I just say an artist.
Yeah.
Because you don't just listen to one. Like for me, I can listen to gospel sometimes, listen to R&B, but I make hip hop. They be wondering, why are you playing this music? I'm like, man, it's music.
Yeah.
It sounds nice. It's done perfectly. So my head is obviously gonna fuck with it.
So you don't swear in your music. Why is that?
Because I feel like swearing is easy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't work much if you're just swearing. You understand? Like, if you take some of these songs that are out now and you take out nigga and fuck and bitch and put that bleep sound,
they make it a part of the hook even.
It's just going to be beep, 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 beep. Like, even some songs when they play on radio, you don't really hear the song. You don't really enjoy it that much when it's playing on radio, because they bleeped all the swear words and stuff.
You know what killed me? Do you remember that Kanye Lil Pump song?
You're such a fucking hoe. Yeah.
On radio, they changed it. You're such a freaky girl. I love it.
Not nice. You can't even listen to it anymore. It's nice when they swear. But for me, I felt like, you see, when I started doing the music, you know, most people, when they do music, it's like, man, I'm going all in. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be as ignorant as possible.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they think. For me, I've always
Scott.
Yeah. If I had started younger, like when I was 20, yeah, they'll be bitch motherfucker every single way. But now I've got the younger siblings and nephews and shit that listen to my music.
Mm.
So I'd rather swear when I speak than swear in my music, so they can also listen to it and play it and all.
Yeah.
And my mother can listen to it. My aunt can listen to it. My granny can listen to it. That's fine. Now imagine I'm just saying, I'm fucking this bitch all from the beginning to the end. Nah.
Yeah, it isolates a lot of viewers, and especially like your family members, I guess. Do you get your like your nieces and nephews to like plug your music?
Nah, they're not big on social media.
Okay.
Like,
what about school?
The thing is, you see, for me, the music, I kind of did it for me. So I don't really involve them that much. I just call when I probably need some help with this and this, but I don't want them to get lost in my world. You know, like, I feel like this is mine.
Yeah.
And I'd like to just keep it for me.
Yeah.
You understand? If they fucks with it, they can fucks with it. I'm not even sure if they play my music, but if they do, they do. It's fine. I appreciate that, but I'm not forcing it on anyone. I'm doing it for me.
Yeah. I don't know if like you felt like when you put out music, like when I put out stuff, I'm always like, the number one audience is still me. Like, I still, when I make my movies and shit, and it's weird, like, when I put it out there, I'm like, how are they going to react to this? Yeah. And I made this one movie, The Bad Guy.
Yeah.
It was around the time when The Joker was coming out.
Yeah.
So it was also like like, all this guy who I played in the movie, like, everything that he said was, like, facts, but he was like, he's like crazy. Yeah, he's doing crazy shit. So I'm like, how are they going to react to this? And, like, I thought, like, maybe people are like, going to be like, nah, this is not, like, they're going to, like, say shit and, like, criticize it. But, like, people liked it. Like, and I was surprised. I'm like,
you just got to do it, man. Like, you'll never know, because even with the music, a lot of music is shit. But there's people who like that shit. Yeah, just create, but it's creation. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah,
just do it. Like, even me, I want to get into movies and acting and stuff like that, because I like to be creative and I like to like get lost in something new.
Yeah.
And I like to explore. Like, it's one life, like I said. I just want to do everything while I'm here.
YOLO.
Not YOLO. We live every day. I'm not living once. That was the reckless slogan I lived by.
Yeah, I used to live by it.
YOLO is drinking every day, smoking every day, chasing women every day. That's YOLO. And YOLO, you don't chase money. The thing is, we follow these things, but you don't understand. The motherfucker saying this shit, this nigga got millions and billions of shit in his account.
Yeah.
Drake has money. Rick Ross has a shitload of money. He can say YOLO every day.
Yeah, you know it's crazy? Like, all the people are cool. Like, say when you're cool in school.
Yeah.
Like, now you go out. Like, you can't, like, if you want to be successful, you can't be cool. Because, like, cool people don't give a fuck about shit. And, like, you're not going to get anywhere if you're cool.
Like,
yeah.
For me, even with the brand, it was hard for me to sell. Because I don't give a fuck about money, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I needed to do what I need to do. Like, if it was up to me, like, I would give all my things for free, music for free, everything for free. Because I feel like money is just paper to me. Like, I had an awakening or whatever when I started seeing the world for what it is, and I got detached from money. Like, there was a point I didn't even want to touch money. You understand what I'm saying? I was back home, they would give me money, immediately when they give it to me, I'll give it to my little cousin sitting there, like a fucking 5-year-old, give him 100 rand. Like, okay, I can't do that. But I was so detached. Like, this spiritual awakening shit is so deep that it can mess up your life in a way if you don't handle the transition properly. You understand? Because it's a lot at once. It just hits you like, wow, there's the truth, nigga. Then you have to decide what you do from there. Like, for me, it was shaky, then I found my foot.
Yeah.
Now I'm able to pretend and play the game.
And you have to take it in small bites. Especially if you take it all in, you're going to go crazy.
The best thing and the worst thing I ever did was self-awakening myself. Like, figuring out everything. That was the worst and the best thing.
How long ago was this?
Like, when was it? 2019, I think.
Just before, just for COVID.
Yeah. I feel like I even had COVID before people had COVID. I almost died right there. That's when my awakening started.
Now that you say that, like, I'm thinking, was it like a mass awakening that period? Yeah. Because I was also awakening during like December 2020. I started writing a novel that time. Yeah, like a lot, like
something happened in the world.
Yeah,
like something that
maybe it was like a change of frequency or something. Someone told me this chick the other day told me that a few weeks ago there was like a change in Earth's frequency.
Yeah, a shift in something. I forgot.
You hear about that as well?
Yeah. It's been happening like for a while. I think from 2019 it started happening. You know, like, I think the way I see it, and with all the reading and shit I've done, like every couple of years or centuries or whatever, shit changes. Like everything, frequency or all the other shit.
That's why there's climate change.
Yeah, when I was at that stage, like of that awake, I didn't feel like myself. Like literally, I did not feel like myself. It's like my body and my soul were not in sync. Something happened that I did not understand at all. That's how I went deep to understand what the fuck am I?
Because
all my life I've been told, hey man, you're a human being. Fuck that shit. You are not just a human being. Like, there's more to us. Like, we are just extraordinary things. And we just need to tap into that. Unfortunately, not many people want to, and many people are scared. They don't understand it. But if we were all just to study it, it will fuck up everything. But I feel like we all have it. Eventually, as much as the world keeps changing and changing, eventually I feel like everybody's going to wake up and this whole thing is just going to fall. The game is just going to end. Because every game does have an end, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
Even Pac-Man, everything at the end, he just runs out. There's no maze, I think.
I've never gotten to the end of Pac-Man, so I can't say that. I've
seen a video where someone finished it. There's some funny stage at the end. Like, I don't know. It's like, there's no maze anymore. Like,
okay.
There's no more land. Like, it's like you went to the end of the earth and there's nothing.
Like, I feel like those games were not meant to end. Like, it breaks before it ends. Well, maybe the system's going to break before it ends. If it's an old school video game that we live in.
And I relate it to life. Like, I feel like for me, like, the more you raise your frequency, this is my crazy thought. Everybody has their own, right? I feel like the more you raise it, you can you might probably leave your body and die.
Oh, say that again.
The more you raise your frequency, you can leave and go to the next stage. Like, the more you upgrade your frequency, the more you raise it and do, like, activate all your power, you're going to leave your
body. I was going to say out of body experience, but it sounds more like...
Oh, like you're going to go to the next level.
Yeah.
It's just that many of us are not doing...
I've heard a guru say something like that, like...
Yeah. Somewhere on the internet. We just don't do it. So most humans, we just poison ourselves until we leave our body. You understand? And I feel like that way, that's how maybe souls get lost in the air. That's why we have ghosts, so many ghosts and all that shit, because none of us did what we're supposed to do when we are here on earth. You're supposed to transcend and fucking raise your vibration to the max so that you can go to the other side and level up to level two.
And like I've heard somewhere that they say like alcohol, like in I think Arabic or something, it means like spirit killer. And that's why, like, when you drink spirits, it like kills you inside.
You invite spirits, you are more able to be possessed by spirits. That's why you see, like, when you're drunk, you're not you. That's another spirit in you. Like, me, when I'm drunk, oh my God, I can do anything. You can tell me now, man, let's go to the club right now. I'm gonna go, we're gonna drink, we're gonna do whatever the fuck you want me to do. I can't say no when I'm drunk. Like, I'm possessed when I'm drunk. That's why I don't drink much.
Yeah.
Like, alcohol is something that I slowly cut in my life. I only drink when I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drink, like, I hate it. Like, ever since I found out what it is, I never liked it.
Yeah.
First of all, it's poison. Let's agree.
It's literally poison.
It's
literal
poison.
Yeah.
Coke is poison. Like, you can take coke and pour it on a car battery and shit, and you see it eat up all that shit. What the fuck is it doing?
Yeah, I saw someone cook their iPhone with some coke in a frying pan, and like, it became like tar.
And we just drinking every day, just sipping.
And that goes back to the marketing, the way, and like all these companies, they have so much money to influence stuff.
Exactly. The more they put it in your face, like, we're just going to consume. Because we don't understand that we have a subconscious mind. Some things we do it unknowingly, like, but your subconscious mind knows it. Like, let's say today you walked and you saw a Fanta or whatever, and you just ignored it or whatever. You get into a store, you get to the drink section, and you take a Fanta. You don't even know why the fuck I took a Fanta. You understand? It's like program. You just see Coke every day. You see Adidas every day. You see all these things every day. You buy it.
Yeah.
That's why they have so many fucking customers. And it will never end because we just keep following this shit.
Yeah, I don't drink Coke. And I also don't use normal toothpaste because it has fluoride in it. And fluoride kills your pineal gland. So I haven't since, I think, 2021 or 2020. I haven't been... using like Colgate and I think it makes a difference. It's not like I'm seeing calculations and shit just floating around, like, I unlock shit, but like I feel it's very subtle, and like you're not gonna notice like shit, but stuff is very subtle, like when you cut out certain things.
Once you get clean, like your mind gets clearer, like you come up with ideas easily, like you figure out shit that you never thought you'd figure out. Like your brain is just, it just gets on another level. All the shit we eat just closes your third
eye. And it's small things. Like, I like using this like gym as a euphemism or something, because like with that, like if you put like small, just change the weight a little bit, like it gives like major differences. Yeah,
like with everything, just if you stop eating bad food, you're gonna feel it. Like my body changed. Like if you just drink water for a week, you're gonna feel it. Like something changed. Like for me, when I'm clean, I can figure out anything. Like even when I make music, I can write a song in 1 minute. Like it just comes. Like I'll play a beat, then the words just come, and I'm just writing. But when I'm drunk or I'm so, I've been eating shit the whole day, I have to sit there 10 minutes on one line trying to figure it out. But once I'm clean, like everything is just easy. I even vibrate higher. Like when I walk on the streets, everything is different. You understand? Like you'll have women coming to you, women just staring at you. Like, it's just weird. Like, you can walk into a room and immediately people know you walked in. You don't know what the fuck this shit is. Like, for me, when, after my awakening, like, I took a lot of time without, I fasted, like, for a long time. I don't want to say how long, because motherfuckers still don't believe.
Say it. Put it out there.
But I think I fasted for, I did it, they call it a Jesus fast.
Yeah.
It's 40 days, 40 nights.
Don't ask me. I've never done it. But I think it must be that 40 days and 40 nights. It sounds right.
Yeah, I did one of those.
Wait, so you fasted the whole day and whole night?
40 days, nigga.
Yeah. And
40 nights. I probably went a little bit more than that, or a little, because...
So how much were you eating, like, and when would you eat?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's called a Jesus fast.
And you survive.
Dry fast.
You're like, still alive.
Dry fast.
You're right.
No drinking
we don't
water,
believe you.
No drinking water, no food, no nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah. And that's where I want to be, like, maybe when I'm 40 or 50. It's called a breatharian or something. You must check it out.
Yeah.
There's actually 2-3 people in the world who are doing it. They just get their energy from the sun. They don't eat. Their bodies are perfect. No water, no food.
Shit, who are these people?
Check it out on YouTube. There's one guy that I studied about. Because, you see, for me, after I did the fast, I couldn't eat. Like, food didn't want to go in.
Mm.
And I was fine if I'm not eating.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't weak or whatever. I was still a normal human, functioning
really?
Human being. But after the fast or whatever, I went through a little process. But I couldn't eat after that. I didn't feel the need to eat. Like, my body didn't want no food. Like, I was fine. And I felt like I could live like that forever. But the people around me, they just put me back in the game.
Yeah. I heard Michael Jackson, like, he never, like, he used to hate eating. He said if he could, yeah. if he could, like, not eat just to stay alive, that's the only reason he ate.
Why do you think people fainted when they saw him on stage? Motherfucker was vibrating
Bruh.
Too high.
Shit.
He was vibrating. Like, literally, yeah. he was flying off the chart. That's why they didn't want to. He had too much influence. And with that, can get influence, like you can literally turn into a superhuman.
Yeah,
but it's not easy to do. That's why many people don't do it, but it's possible. It's not impossible. I feel like from the Bible, that was one of the things that I took from there, like fasting. You can literally reset. You can heal anything with fasting. Mm-hmm. Anything. You understand when I say anything?
You see cancer and shit,
you can heal all of that shit. Unfortunately, just that it seems extreme and all of that, you know. People will be like, I have to go consult my doctor. Do you consult your doctor before you drink coke, before you eat all that bullshit? Come on, bro. But it's deep. But you just have to research and understand the steps to do what you need. Because you have to be pure. You have to. You can't have sex, obviously, when you're fasting and shit like that. You have to do practice that semen retention and shit. And
yeah.
most people can't even do that.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the most important things.
Yeah.
You understand? That's how you get your power. Like, the more you retain your semen.
Yeah, and it's subtle difference, and you, but it makes a major difference.
Me, it's not subtle difference. I feel it. Like, when I haven't had sex for like a week or 2 weeks, I feel it. Like, even when I walk out, it's like, even women, like, the energy can tell this man has not released in a long time. They just attached
yeah.
you, like, attracted to you. Like, your friend will come with his girlfriend or whatever. The girlfriend will just stare at you. What the fuck is this? So you just walk somewhere, you're in a shop in the line, and it's just staring. Even niggas, it's not even just females, like, everybody's just staring at you. Like, that's the power that comes with that. But many people are afraid to practice it. They just masturbate and take out all their power and just throw it away.
Yeah, now that you said it, I'm gonna put it out there. It's been 40 days today.
You need to, like, that shit is, like, if you do it properly, that shit can do wonders for you. A lot of people, influential and all people, they understand it and they practice it. They're not just fucking every day.
Yeah.
They get that power. They understand how to use it. And
yeah, you feel like a superhero, like, after just like 10, 20 days.
Like, you feel it, bro. Like, you see, like, when I do that, even when I drink alcohol, I won't get drunk.
Shit.
Whatever I do, it won't work.
Shit.
Like, when I was at that point, like, I was at home in the village, whatever, then one of my cousins left a bottle of gin in there. I took it out. Like, I never drank. It was just after the fast. Like, I still hadn't had no sex from there. I drank that gin, like, no dash.
Mm.
Drank like 6 glasses. I was not drunk, bro. He came in, he asked me, what have you been? Like, I've been drinking this shit. It's not working. What is this? This real alcohol. It was written 43%. But it did not work. Like, literally, it did not work. Like, you feel like you're getting drunk, then it goes away.
Shit.
That's the power of that shit. Like, it's very, very powerful. Like, if people can practice that, they can accomplish a lot in this game.
Yeah.
Like, you can hack a lot of things. Like, that's the hack to life. But you just need to study it and understand what you need to do, because you can't be practicing the semen retention, you're still eating shit and shit.
Yeah, it works. Like, it needs to be balanced.
Yeah, it's gotta chemically take you off balance, and
yeah,
you'll go crazy probably or some shit. You just have to do it properly.
Yeah.
Just do your research and understand your body and how it works. Find someone, or look on the internet, but I feel like everything is there. Even the fast for me to do it, I saw a video of a girl who was doing it on YouTube. I was like, fuck this. Fast. Yeah, I was like, but she was drinking water. She didn't do the dry fast. I was like, me, I'm not a bitch. I'm going all the way. After I saw that, I was like, ain't no way. If Jesus can do it, my nigga, I'm sorry, but
Oh shit. Man just compared himself to Jesus.
I did not compare. I'm just saying. Like, if you really understand, if he can do it, anyone can do it. You just have to level up, bro.
Yeah.
That's all. Like,
it's all about leveling up.
He had flesh. Was Jesus not a flesh being?
As we know, we know that, or we've been told that he's being a normal person. He was a normal, he was a carpenter.
Exactly. Go be a carpenter and figure out your life. But it's possible, but I swear, like, many things that people think are impossible are possible, and there are people doing it.
Yeah.
It's just that not many people can do it, so it's not really out there like that, you know?
Yeah.
Some people, for awakening, they take drugs and all that shit, like ayahuasca, what are these drugs?
Yeah.
Mushrooms, DMT. They consume all of that, then they hallucinate everything and see everything, then they start seeing the world for what it is, then they're like, fuck, I'm done. I got to see that just from fasting.
Mm.
That's how my
naturally
my third eye literally opened, like,
yeah.
You understand? I had a, like, when it happened, it was literally a frequency change or something, like something flicked in me. Like, from that moment, I was different. I haven't been, like, people who know me before 2019 and now, I'm not the same person. They still think I'm cloned or some shit. But I'm not the same person. Like, 1,000,000,000%, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I completely changed after that experience. Like, I think that's what they meant by born again or some shit. That's when you wake up from the dream. Because everybody, most people are just in a dream. They don't see what the fuck going on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's not something you can't get out of. Any motherfucker can get. If I can do it, come on. But I was a useless motherfucker. I used to drink every day, chase women, smoke every day. I didn't care about life. That moment came where, I don't know, it just came out of nowhere, and I just had to figure it out. And I just went all the way with
it. And it starts with you. Like, sometimes people need something to happen for something to change. But sometimes the reason that nothing is happening is the exact same reason why you need to change.
Exactly. For me, I felt stuck in my life. It got to a point where I got tired of the drinking and partying. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here? Not like here where I am, like here on this thing that motherfuckers tell us is a ball and we still not floating, sure, but floating in the
nothing.
Air. So I was like, what the fuck? How we just float? So anytime this shit can end,
bruh.
This doesn't make sense. Like, we're just floating in space, anything can just hit us, then all of this shit is done.
There's countries that have like 17 nuclear weapons, like just a button that they can press, bro, and everything explodes.
Like, a motherfucker can just one day had too much to drink, go there and press a button that fucking ends everything.
Bro.
Like, this world is just, it's a lot. I think awakening, for me, after it, the one thing that happened is I didn't want to be here anymore. I wasn't suicidal.
You didn't
want
to be on Earth anymore.
I was done. Like, even now, I still don't want to be
here. Yeah, where do you want
to
be?
I don't know. I'm ready to go to the next level. Because I feel like, for me, with everything I've studied and from within, the answers I've got, it feels like I'm in a prison. Like a big prison. They call it a small world. I say it's a fucking big prison. You understand? And for me, I don't like to be shackled. You understand? I'm that type of person. I don't like to be locked up. And I feel like I'm locked up on Earth. Some point I was locked up somewhere, but once I got out, I'm still locked up. I'm still not free.
Yeah.
There are things I'm not allowed to do. I'm like, nigga, we all here at the same time doing the same shit, and you're going to tell me what to do.
That shit is deep.
I mustn't light my blunt. I mustn't walk wherever I want. I mustn't do whatever the fuck. You're going to take me to jail and lock me, make my prison smaller. You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to bring you back to Earth there and ask you, would you go to Mars with Elon Musk if you had the opportunity?
Tomorrow. You can go. Like, I'm down. Like, even if they say, like, it takes 6 years, 27 years to get,
you'd go.
I would go. Because for me, remember, I'm here for the experience. And if it's something new, I'm going to do it. Like,
what if you couldn't come back?
I don't give a fuck. I've been trying to leave this place. I don't want to come back. Like, for me, that's why I don't want to say this, but in my life, I've tried suicide 2 times. Like, I'm a I've done it twice.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Because I always wanted to leave. Like, my soul was never comfortable here for some reason. I didn't, like, at some point, I didn't even feel safe. I didn't go outside. Like, I didn't even want to walk outside. I didn't trust nobody. I didn't even trust my family. I didn't trust my mother, nobody. Like, I didn't feel safe on earth. I just wanted to leave. Like, literally leave. Like, even till today, like, if I had an option, like, if we find out, hey, man, people like you, there's a place, we take them. I'll go. Like, let's say there's a second earth or a third earth. Like, okay, you down here. If they pull up those motherfuckers with their black suits or whatever shit, whatever bullshit game you motherfuckers are playing, if they come, I'll gladly accept. Like,
but I feel like Mars or somewhere else would be more of a prison than here.
But there's no system in Mars, remember?
Yet.
Yet.
That's why I don't mind. Once people get there, it's going to become a system.
The problem is people. That's why I just wanted to die, because I don't want to be fucking people no more.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm... this experience, I've had it and I understand it, so I don't want it. Like, I know what it is and I'm fine with it. Like, it doesn't fulfill me. Like, working and getting money and being famous and all that shit means nothing to me. Like, it's nothing. It's just fugazi. Like, it's created shit. Like, it's just man who created this game. Like, okay, who created jobs and school? I think it was a Rockefeller nigga. He's the one who invented school.
No. Nah, the schools were invented by, like, Prussia. Prussia is no longer a country, but it was, like, a Prussian system to get, like, people, yeah, like, in. Like, it's basically to create conformity.
To conform and just... yes. Because everything is the same. When you look at it, school, prison, they're exactly the same. Like, you walk on the hallway, there's lunch, you sit down, we eat, like...
you have to ask when you can go to the bathroom.
To be like, you're not free at all. But for me, I just feel like I'm down here, hey, on this world. Personally, like, that's shit I don't say. I say it, then most people in my life be like, hey, man, don't say that. Like, I don't mind. People now still see death as a bad thing. Like, if you call me and tell me someone passed away, I'm like, shit, lucky motherfucker. You made it out. You understand? Like, you're out of the game. Like, you're no longer participating in this. You are in something else. Whether it's good or bad, for me, I just see that it's something new. Because there's nothing new under the sun here. I feel like we can experience, like, you can experience having a book. Just look at a video. Just take in the feeling. You can pretend this because the mind...
it's not the same. Because it goes back to that. It's like watching porn and having sex. It's not the same. Your mind thinks it's the same, but it's not the same.
But it's all there. Like, in a way, I've experienced having a Bugatti. Like, in, for me, I specifically say a Bugatti because that was, like, my dream car growing up on the wall. I always had a picture of a Bugatti there. So I always felt like I had it because, for me, my mind, the way it works, I can never be locked up. Like, let's say I was in rehab. My mind was never in there. My body was there, but my mind wasn't there. One time I was in this other facility. It wasn't nice and all, but they wondered, like, you see the way I look. Yeah. When I walk in, they're like, ah, this one softy, soft motherfucker. I got in there, my man. They were like, what the fuck is up with this nigga? This nigga's enjoying this shit. Like, I sat there watching TV, I made a fucking pillow on the floor, and I relaxed. Like, it was like normal. I was like, okay, this is a new experience. I'm taking it in. And I enjoyed it. I made friends with fucked up motherfuckers, whatever. But for me, it was just a new experience, and I experienced it and I enjoyed it. I learned from it. Like, it added something to my brain. Like, I saw something new.
Yeah.
You understand? That's why, like, if you, for now, you called me for a podcast, I came because it's something new. I'm experiencing something, and I'll never say no to a new experience.
All right, guys. And now for a quick word from our sponsors. Psych, there's no sponsors. Well, you know what that means? That means that there's place for you to advertise your brand. Guys, this show has been around for 4 seasons. And if you want to promote your brand, this is the podcast to promote it. This podcast has been around for 4 seasons and it's available on every freaking continent. Guys, there's even possibility that it's available on other planets. Though, the analytics haven't proved that, but there is space for it. And if there's life on other planets, they might just be listening. And where else would you like your brand to be if it's not on Mars? Guys, Elon Musk is settling on Mars. And you want to have your brand being amongst the first to be on Mars. So there's no better place to promote your brand than on Enter the Muse. If you'd like to promote your brand and have it seen on Mars, then please feel free to email me on enterthemuseofficial@gmail.com. And now, back to the podcast. So, bro, what do you think of the South African hip-hop scene at this moment?
It's sleeping. It's taking a nap. I don't know if it's going to wake up.
But need someone, need people to wake it up.
While it's napping, like they're napping in the studio, I'm there recording while they're sleeping. That's why I'm trying to make as much music and develop as much and get my music as proper as possible so that when they're done with the nap and, okay, we're going all in, then I'm there. You understand? I can get on the bus and we can go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can be on the same level as them by the time they start taking it serious again.
What do you think of what happened to AKA? And do you think that played any effect in the music scene?
Yeah, created space for me. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Hey, man. From the moment you sign up for this shit, you know what you're signing up for. And besides, I don't like to talk about... You see, when someone dies in that kind of situation, you don't know their lives. Like, you don't know what other shit he was involved in. Maybe he stepped on the wrong toe here and here. You know, you can be big, then you sleep with someone's girl, then someone has squalled for you for life. You know, that shit never leaves. Like, it's going to be mad at you forever. So I never like to speak on those things because I don't know personally what he was doing with his life. Like, I don't know the motherfucker. But R.I.P. to him. Whatever he did, like, all of them, DJ Somebody, all these people with weird deaths where people just rat-a-tat-a them away. It's always something.
Yeah.
Because we see, like, let's say me and you, we're not living a wild life.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone with guns and all? You're not surrounded by guns, right?
No, not on a daily basis.
You don't deal with people who deal with people who deal with people with guns. We don't. But once you're there and you have money, in a way, you also open up
an
avenue where people
and they can come to you as well.
And besides, they always know where you are. Hey, man, I got a gig here.
That's the thing.
Your location is always
dropped. That's the thing. I never post, like, videos. Like, you see girls always, like, in the clubs. They have their phones out and shit. Yeah, after, maybe, like, a day later.
Like, I'll be in the club today at night, then I'll post it tomorrow after.
Yeah.
I'll even post it 10 days after. Like,
yeah. So many rappers have been killed because of that.
Just because of that. But it's a dangerous game because people can see how much you make. That's the downside of this shit. Like, let's say you're streaming and they see, okay, this motherfucker has 10 million streams. You go on YouTube, 10 million streams is how much on Spotify or whatever. They get your amount. They can literally size you up and see, okay, this nigga's balling, this one is what. Then you can get a tech do that.
And sometimes those things are not even that accurate because you still have managers and agents, handlers that they have to pay.
Most people are signed and they're working with a team. But remember, you also get sponsors and all that shit. And you all be post, hey man, I just signed a 10 million deal with MTN. They're like, okay, he signed a 10 million, gave his manager 2. Okay, this one took 1K, probably has 6 million. Let's go get this.
Yeah.
You get it. Like, your information is there.
The smartest people never reveal how much they make.
Exactly.
And they're still around because of that.
Just don't. But it's just that we have, even like with hip hop, we just, there's this thing of just bragging.
Yeah, the thing with hip hop is all about ego. It's always about, exactly. Yeah, it's always been that. It's like, who has the loudest mouth? Who can, like, say the most?
Niggas always want to compete. Like, right now, I just stepped in the game. I have people that don't like me for no reason. But I tell them, bro, I don't give a fuck what you do, bro. How many streams you have? I don't care. You've met this nigga, this. That has nothing to do with me, bro. Your ego, all that shit that you think makes you, I don't care.
I've met so many people. They're like, oh, I know so-and-so. I know him. I'm like, I also know people. I don't give a fuck. In the first, like, 5 minutes of conversation, they mention that.
I get bored. People like that, they know. Me, I like to. Like, as soon as I sit down with you, once you start telling me the superficial fake shit, you'll just see me doze off. But I have this nature of, I can unlock that shit that you want to speak about.
Yeah.
We'll end up going there.
This other time I was at this, like, event, and then I knew someone who knows my podcast, and then she was telling this guy, oh, he has a podcast and stuff. And then this guy came, he's like, he also wants to start a podcast. So I'm like, okay. And then like, what is it about? And then he says he like owns like a watch company. I'm like, oh shit, that must be like a very niche market. And then he took out his Insta. He's like, look who follows my Insta. And they start showing me. I'm like, oh, okay. But like, I know I've been doing this for like 3-4 years. So I know like your niche, like, just because you know them doesn't mean they're going to listen to your podcast. They're going to be a guest on your podcast.
Exactly.
Especially if you're selling watches.
Because you're selling something else when you do a podcast. What if the nigga is not interested in podcasts?
Yeah.
Only listens to music. It's right. Not that all your customers are going to start running to your podcast or whatever. But you just have to understand, man. Most people, they get into things without learning things. Same with music. Motherfuckers start making music, they don't learn the business side and everything. They think that music is just sitting down and recording. You have to figure out all the other pieces, PR, how to.
But the thing is, a lot of people have become big because they don't know it, but they also been fucked over because they don't know it.
They don't have that knowledge. They don't understand. Like, they don't know. Like, I don't want to drop names. I met one of some other nigga. He signed to some company that has a lot of artists in South Africa. Like, a lot of piano and all those niggas are signed there. I came to him, I showed him my district. See, man, this is my song. I've made like fucking $4 on this. Let me see your shit. He has no idea. He didn't know that even such things exist, that you can see how many people streamed, where they streamed it, what time.
And he has a record label.
No, they signed the deal. Like,
he's an artist.
But he makes no money. Like,
oh, yeah.
He doesn't know what his shit does. Like, he doesn't see the bigger picture. He just focused, okay. Now it's like you have a job. It's no longer a career. Like, you have a job. These people, you just record and send it and drop it there. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't know how much you make, and they're just giving you a salary a month or some shit. Like,
yeah, that's what in South Africa especially, they give them like a, I think like 50,000 or something.
Exactly.
Just a monthly salary. You're not supposed to get a salary as an artist. Can I tell
you
the truth?
You can make fucking 50,000 from your streams.
Yeah.
Every month. Like, you can make $3,000 every month. Like, for me, in the next coming months, as soon as I release all the music I have, with my projections, I'll be able to make $3,000 a month. Then I'll have my life in my hand. You understand?
That's neat.
I'll need less help in what I'm doing, because I took the time to study. Like, I studied how to, because I had to figure out first, okay, how am I going to make this music? Then from there, I had to figure, okay, how do I get the music out? Okay, how do I make money from the music? How do I get sync deals? How do I do this? How do I do PR? How do I do... Now I have like 7 TikTok pages. Like, I literally promote myself most of the time. You understand? Like, I understand what marketing and all these things are. These people literally post your shit, right?
Yeah.
So if I have 10,000 pages with enough followers, I'll have enough people to see my shit. There's no need to go sign. Just that they tend to rush. People want the money today. You can't, like, my granny.
And it's here today, gone tomorrow.
Damn right. My granny told me, bro, like, you see that saying that I hate the most is, Rome wasn't built in a day. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I ain't trying to build Rome. But then I realized I'm trying to build Rome, because with what I'm doing, success will eventually come if I just keep going. Like Nipsey says, the only shit he did different was he never quit. He just kept on doing and figuring it out. Like, keep going, going, going. Eventually, like, you're going to hit that wall, then the money's going to fall down, bro.
Yeah.
If you just wait, now you're settling for 50,000 a month. You're going to get 50, then you fall off. Then your 50 is gone. You don't own your music.
Yeah.
That's why when COVID hit, and they were like, South African artists are struggling. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now you're struggling. Just last month, you're there with like millions of champagne.
One thing that didn't make sense. I'm like, they even started an artist fund by the government and shit. I'm like, which means these motherfuckers don't own shit.
Yeah.
They're just making money from performances and bookings.
Yeah, that's how most artists make money, is the performances.
That's the dumbest shit.
That's why, like, you see, even the, like, the major artists like of the world, they were like touring all the time.
I don't want to do that. Like, for me, because I know how to make money, I know how I'm going to get wealth. I've spent time studying wealth, not other bullshit. Like, most, I study myself and I study money. You understand? So for me, as soon as I get enough, even just from streaming, I'll be set for life, because I know what to do with that money. I'm not getting it just to go buy a Brabus and go buy a Bugatti and shit. I know what to do when the money comes. You understand? But then they don't know. So even that 50,000 a month, for me, I feel like it's enough. With 50,000 a month, I can change my life. You understand? Because I know how to use them. They don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
That's the only problem. And they don't own shit. So when the money stops, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, even with brands, that's why I created my own brand. My nigga, I'm not going to be here wearing Gucci all day. I'm making money for Gucci and Nike and all that. I see these niggas with YouTube channels, even artists, every single time, bro. It's never your name on the shit you're wearing. Why, bro? You know that Gucci and all that shit was started by a person as well. Like, he probably started wearing it like this. Okay, figuring it out. That's what I'm doing right now. Just follow the map. Like, everything is already figured out. Like, for me, I'm starting off now. Everybody can afford my cash. Pretty soon, bro, yesterday's price is not... It's gonna change. Like, yeah. The price is gonna change. Like, because you put value on things. For now, I don't mind selling my caps for 400. Even people still think it's steep, but I tell them, bro, after 2-3 years, this shit gonna be 5,000 and you won't afford it. You understand? I'm gonna price it like that. Like, if you can't afford it, keep moving, bro.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's how you value your, like, Louis and them. You understand that you can go and buy a Supreme sweater where Supreme got the material and make the same fucking from the same
distributor.
Fucking motherfucker. Like, it's just that they were to put Supreme on it and the price went. But you can buy the exact same quality, same shit, and price it how you want. But people still don't, they don't study these things. They're still so lost in it. You think that you're the shit when you're wearing Gucci. Like, for me, if I walk in and I'm wearing my yellow hippie shit, man, this shit is priceless for now.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Your Gucci shit, I can tell the price just by looking at you, my nigga. I can Google that shit. Me, I can tell you this shit is 10,000. Nothing you can tell me.
Mm.
I can literally go print it and put a tag 10,000. That's the price.
Yeah.
What? Who's going to say no? If you can't afford it, keep moving. That's why Gucci is there at Sentence. So many people can't afford it. They come and look, I can't afford it. Pass. There are people who can. Like, you see, like, the thing with money, we've got dumb people with money, I'm afraid to say. They can walk into a store. Like, I watched a video, some trader nigga walked into Hydraulics, some store in Santa that sells expensive shit. Like, there was a nice shirt there, but it was like 2,000. Then some ugly motherfucking shirt that the nigga bought out was like 25,000. Like, right. I want it just for the price.
Right.
Just so you can take a video and say, man, this was 25,000, right? This was 30,000, this was 40,000.
But the nice one, you didn't get.
Didn't get it. Hey. Left it. That's the thing. As long as make a bread, whoever can afford it,
will buy it, bro.
Like, it will filter out. Like, all the ones that can't will just fall off, and the ones that can afford it will stay and they'll buy it.
Mm.
As long as you brand it properly and you look after your brand and you look after it the proper way, everything will work out, bro. But just take the time to figure out how this shit is done.
Yeah.
All the information is there, bro. Just read. Like, for me, even with I don't know, we touched on trading. Bro, I just opened my phone and I started watching videos and shit. Opened the book, started writing, taking notes.
How long did it take you to learn trading?
Like, probably a year. Then I realized, okay, to make money here, you can't be putting in 100 rand, 200 rand, 300 rand.
Yeah.
Like, to make real proper money. Like, unfortunately, to make more money, you need to put in more money.
Yeah.
You understand what
makes
I'm saying?
Makes sense.
That's the only thing you need to understand. And you need to understand that you can also lose if you don't do it properly, because this thing is real fucking money. That's the thing. You know how we are with money. Like, remember, money is energy. And we have a certain energy, or we react a certain way to money. Like, let's say someone comes in and starts giving you money. Like, he's got 10,000 he gives you. It's going to change your feeling, your energy. Like, everything's going to change. So, with trading, when you trade and your trade is open and the money, you get scared and shit. Like, some people panic, they close the trades, lose money. Like, you just have to understand certain things when it comes to trade. It's all about yourself and how you react to things and how you react to money. See, if you still think money is money, trading is not going to be for you, because you're going to be afraid. Hey, I don't want to lose this money. You're always going to be, and when it goes up in your favor, you'll be like, fuck, 50 rand, let me just take it, go. Then you come back and look at the market and it went all the way up. You're like, fuck, I could have made fucking 50,000. I could have made 5,000 because I just saw money and I got excited and everything just clicked. Now you didn't make shit. You just made 50 bucks when you could have made 5. I've made that mistake so many times. I still make it. Because I'm still, like, it's a weird game. Like, but it's a game. I play it as a game, but for me, I just don't like losing. Like with everything in life, I want to figure it out and win eventually.
Yeah.
Once I start something, like you see, even with this trade, I'm going to make a couple of millions from this shit. Ain't no fucking way. Like I'm not stopping until I do. Like that's something I do in my free time. I just do that. Like when there's big news and stuff like that. Like you just need to study money. That's what trading is. That's what the bank does. You don't want to make money like the bank.
Yeah.
That's what all these rich motherfuckers do. Yeah. They study the market and understand the world where this economy is going, where whatever the fuck is happening, you need to understand.
And that. Like money is everywhere. I've heard money is everywhere. It's and everywhere. Like you just need to step in the right direction to where it's going.
And it also depends on how much money you want.
Yeah.
Like you see, if you want wealth, there's a certain direction you gotta take and start doing certain things. You can't want wealth then you selling sweets on the corner.
Mm.
You can start there, but have a plan to always level up.
And you have to be willing to take the L's as well.
Exactly. The lessons. What are your L's? My L's are lessons. I have never lost.
It's either in my life. Lose or you learn.
I learn. Those all are the time.
Two L's.
I learn. That's the thing about even with human beings, I learn. Like if I chill with you and you do some fucked up shit, I learn. You ain't never gonna see me again.
Yeah.
Like I learn. Even with trading, you gotta learn. Okay, last time I did this. Okay, this time I'm not doing this. So you write it down. Okay. I thought I was going up, it didn't go. Like, first, I didn't know that the market is affected by things that happen in the world. Like, because I didn't study this shit. I was still learning it, like, on the surface.
But now that you know it, like, you're like,
how can
it not? Like, you're like, how can it not be impacting it?
I'll be trading, then I see this candle just go. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
I didn't understand. Then, as I got deeper into the shit, I realized, oh, fuck, there was a US CPI consumer price, what. It affected this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No one told me this.
There's a reason for everything.
Like, that shit don't just move.
And that's how the world operates as well. Everything, exactly. There's a reason for everything happening. Exactly. Everything affects everything.
Every single thing. Like, me being here right now is not by chance.
Yeah. It was a few circumstances that happened.
Like, I've seen it so many times. Like, a lot of things that happened in my life, I've seen them connect. Like, oh, I went here so that this can happen.
Right.
I wish, like you see, if I didn't move to Auckland Park, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
That was the first move that made a ripple effect of everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
That was the first big thing.
Right.
And if I had went to a different place, we wouldn't be sitting here right
now.
I would have had a different story. Like I would have went somewhere, did this, like it wouldn't be the same.
It's a domino effect.
Exactly. Everything
like,
is connected.
Every time I step out of my house, like if I go out somewhere, I know something's gonna happen. Something's gonna happen that's gonna impact me in like the near future.
Exactly.
Maybe not even the near future. Maybe 3 years time, I might meet someone there who I'm gonna need for something.
And if you're woke enough, 3 years time, you'll be able to connect it.
Like, yeah. There's opportunity everywhere you go. You just have to be looking.
Like for me with the music, like as soon as I started doing it and I dropped like my first 3 songs, people were like, what the fuck, how did you get your song to play on radio? But it was from a motherfucker I met 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You understand? I just saw him on Facebook. I was like, what the fuck, you work here? Because at that time, like I could have been mean to this person, you know. I could have been that's why I'm always nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Because you never know who the fuck they want to be in 10 years. I was nice to that motherfucker. So as soon as I called him, I was like, hey man, I'm doing music, I got some songs out. He's like, nah, send one, I'll play. He played it the next day. The song was playing on radio. I had a couple of interviews on radio. I was like, what the fuck? I finally understand. Like, just be a good person to everyone, bro. Like, the game changes. Like, no one is always going to be in the same position.
Yeah.
It's always.
And you know that saying that they always say that be nice to the people when you're going up because you might need them when you're on your way down.
Exactly. You might need them also on the way up.
Yeah.
Being like, because you might not be where you want to be now, but on your way there, don't be an ass as well. Because someone might pass you and you might have to pass him before you can get there.
Yeah.
And he could be like the only motherfucker who can help you. But because you're like, nah, man, fuck George. George is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Even when I got the waitresses and stuff, I tip them well. I treat them well.
Exactly. Because
like, they also doing their own stuff. There's like, I know this bartender, she's also like, she does like art and stuff.
Yeah.
She's like really good with graphic design and all those stuff. But you wouldn't know. And then if you just like, just disrespect them and things, then dude,
that's
like,
true.
Can't even respect a person who's like, who's disrespectful to someone else.
I think I used to go to the casino a lot in Sandton. There was a waiter there. I was nice to him all the time. only to find out he makes apps. You understand? Because most people when you see a waiter is like, hey man, this nigga is fucking up in life. He ain't gonna want to do shit. Now I still have his content. Whenever I want to do an app, I can just call him. Like, that's one of the connects I have for certain things. Like, I have a lot of people like that. I know lawyers, I know people, bruh, from all over the place. I know people overseas, friends that I made in my past life. You understand? That I can use now in my new life. Like this music shit that I'm doing, they can fully help me. Like, I can get my music playing in the UK, playing in the United States whenever I want, because I made those connections while I was still nothing, while I didn't even know that I would end up doing music fully. But I was still nice, I was still respectful. I made them, like, not make them, but I treated them like humans, you know. I didn't,
yeah, with dignity.
I wasn't extra or whatever. Like, I was just like, okay man, how you do? Like, if you introduce me to someone, I'm always gonna be nice. Like, everybody I meet, if I meet you and you hate me, there's a problem with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm as pure as they come.
Yeah.
Like, I won't lie to you, bro. I can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, if, like, someone doesn't like me, there's a reason,
something wrong with them. Because, like,
something they don't like about
me. Even if I'm in a bad mood, I'm still nice to people all the time.
Like, if I'm in a bad mood and I'm mad at you,
yeah,
like, I'm mad at you. If Tabo walks in, I'm cool with Tabo, bro. Tabo ain't this shit to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be wondering, why is this nigga smiling when he looks at Tabo, when he looks at me? You know that Kanye shit?
Yeah, yeah. Kanye's.
Because he'll be smiling with his wife, then you look at him and expect him to smile with you.
Bruh.
He's just...
Kanye dropped Kid Cudi, yeah, bruh, because of Pete Davidson. Because he's friends with Pete Davidson.
Loyalty.
But, like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can't be mad at someone for being friends with someone else that you have beef with.
I think it depends on the level of beef.
Okay.
If it's a full cow, then
okay,
man, this motherfucker killed my mother. Why are you friends?
Fair enough. Yeah, I guess there's some room there.
Which means that they have something deeper.
Yeah.
I think did Kanye sign Kid Cudi or something at some point?
Yeah,
did
they worked together. Well, they helped each other. Yeah. They're both very talented.
That's why.
But I also heard that, you know, Charlemagne
yeah,
the God. Kanye phoned him, and he knows Charlemagne knows Pete Davidson since, like, Pete Davidson was like 18 or something, and he told him to, like, hop onto Kanye's bandwagon, and, like, leave.
For me, if I'd known you from a child, like, everybody I know from my childhood, when I see them, I acknowledge them. Like, for me, friendship never ends. Like, once we build something, it's forever. Even if we don't see each other for 10 years, we don't see each other for 15 years, I don't give a fuck how long. But as soon as you see me, we're picking up from where we left off.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. It doesn't end. Like, you can't press a button and say, hey man, our friendship is over.
Yeah.
It's forever, I feel.
I don't think I've ever, like, really burnt a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always, like, I always keep it open there. Even if we don't talk for years, even if, like, we're not vibing, it's never been ended on a bad note.
No, I'm still like, even if we don't talk, you post something, I'll be like, man, fire. Like, for me, I comment everybody I know. When you post something on Insta or TikTok, I'll repost it, I'll share it, whatever. Even though most people, they don't do the same for me.
Yeah.
I do it because that's who I am. I don't give a fuck. I know this shit is not real, bro.
Yeah.
Some people still think this shit is some serious shit. Like, yeah, life is serious, guys. This is some real realist.
And even like, if they do me wrong, like, I use that as fuel. Like, yeah, okay, like, I'm not gonna get back at you, but you're gonna see what I'm gonna do next.
Exactly. And I always forgive. Like, let's say someone did me wrong, okay, then we walk our ways, then we meet later on, man, I'm over that shit. I feel like that was a beef from 10 years ago. I really don't give a shit about that. I'm literally not the person you beefed.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I'm not that person. That person is gone. I mean, you fucking person. You're gonna have to, like, most people now in my life are meeting me again. Like, they are re-meeting, like, friends that I had.
Oh, it's like you're meeting them for the first time.
They're re-meeting me. Like, they're meeting me for the first time. There are people that come and, like, what the fuck, why do you speak English all the time? I'm like, nigga, this is what happened. I changed into this. I had to adapt. I was living in Joburg. Everybody was speaking Zulu, Xhosa, and all that shit. So when we're together, I don't understand any of that. So the common language that we understood was English. So most of the time I speak English with my friends because we don't speak the same language. Like, if one speaks Zulu, Tonga, all that shit, when we're together, how are you gonna speak? If you speak in Tonga and I'm speaking Tswana, we wanna understand each other. But English, everybody knows English. Even if it's broken, we'll still understand each other.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you. Hey man, it was a pleasure having you on the show. We had a great conversation.
Dope.
And anytime you'd like to come back, I'm always open to it.
I'm a beer.
Where can we find you?
TikTok at Yellow Hippie Official. Instagram Yellow Hippie _Yellow_Hippie_ I think.
It's those underscores.
I don't fucks with Instagram too much. It's too fake. Twitter Yellow Hippie. You just find. Just search Yellow Hippie. As soon as you see my face, just click. As soon as you see the logo, see the face. It's everywhere. Like, there's not many Yellow Hippies. I think I'm the only one. Besides that, there's some old hippie shit, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm slowly building myself. Like, soon, like when you search Yellow Hippie, I'm gonna be the first person that appears.
Catch full episodes of Enter the Muse on Spotify.